Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
TRE.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hi, here I am again, Alan T. Yes, here once again with the Director's Cut. This week we feature a film called Dead Presidents. It's a 1995 American crime film, co-written, produced and directed by the Hughes brothers. Well, the film chronicles the life of Anthony Curtis, played by Lorenz Tate, focusing on his teenage years as a high school graduate and his experiences during the Vietnam War as a recon marine. Well, as he returns to his homeland in the Bronx, Curtis finds himself struggling to support himself and his family, eventually turning to a life of crime. Here's the trailer.
Hey, kid. You want to take a little run with me?
Yeah, I'll take a little run with you.
Almost as good a getaway driver as me.
I'm about to get my pimp thing on started. Why are you always talking about this pimp stuff, man? What's happening?
Women so pretty. Even
man, I ain't afraid of no war. I just want to do something that's different.
Yeah, well, getting your head blown off is different.
So you ain't gonna marry me when you get back?
You ain't got somebody else.
And I want nobody else.
Now you gonna play this Marine War hero.
What you got when you get back here, huh?
What's going on, man?
Girl, come here. It's Daddy. Say hi.
I'm gonna get myself a good job.
Don't you know if I had anything to offer you, I'd have given it to you the moment you walked through that door.
We don't need his money.
And you can't even put food on your table. Me and Kirby got something in the works.
Old bills, man. Sometimes a couple million.
All that money.
6:15 a.m., the truck pulls out of the post office. Now it makes one stop before it goes to D.C.
Well, here we go. Dead Presidents is based partly on the real-life experience of Hayward T. Kirkland, whose true story was detailed in the book Bloods, an oral history of the Vietnam War, by Black Veterans, by Wallace Terry. Well, certain characters from the film are based on real acquaintances of Kirkland who served time in prison after committing robbery in face paint. The film also loosely based on several incidents involving the Black Liberation Army, notably the Brinks armored truck robbery. Well, we'll get to the plot. We're going to kick off with our first piece of music today. We're going to kick off with the great, great voice of Aretha Franklin and Do Right Woman here. On the Director's Cut, this is Dead Presidents.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for understand. She's not just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you wanna do right, whole day, it's woman. You gotta be a do right,
whole.
They say that it's a man's world.
If you wanna do.
The sound of Aretha Franklin here on the show today. In 1969, Anthony Curtis, a soon-to-be high school graduate in the Bronx, chooses to enlist in the United States Marine Corps rather than go to college. He deploys to Vietnam, leaving behind his middle-class family, his girlfriend, Yonita, and small-time crook, Kirby, who is like a second father. Well, Anthony's close friend, Skip, later joins Curtis' recon squad after dropping out of Hunter College. His other friend, Jose, is drafted into the United States Army. But once in Vietnam, Curtis and his squad lose several fellow Marines during combat and commit several atrocities of their own, such as executing enemy prisoners and beheading Viet Cong corpses for war trophies. Well, the music continues now with one and only Barry White, Never Gonna Give You Up, from the film Dead Presidents. Whatever.
my bed. Right on doing it. Yeah. Baby, keep on. Keep on doing it. Baby, keep on. Yeah. Keep on right on doing it.
Plenty of great R&B this week in the show. We continue now with the plot. When Anthony returns to the Bronx in 1973, he finds returning to normal life impossible. Skip is now an Agent Orange victim and heroin addict. Jose, forced to wear a prosthetic hand, is a pyromaniac who works as a postman at the James A. Farley building. And Cleon, the squad's religious but homicidal staff sergeant, is now a devoted minister in Mount Vernon. Good on him. Music now continues. We take up the pace a bit with the OJs, and this is The Love Train here on the Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe with me, Alan T.
Thank you for listening to Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
You're listening to the Dead Presidents here on the Director's Cut this week. Well, after being laid off from his job as a butcher shop, on the verge of alcoholism and suffering from heavily induced PTSD nightmares, my gosh, not having very well, are they? Anthony finds himself unable to support Junita, who is having an affair with a pimp. Or his infant daughter. Well, after an argument with Juanita, Anthony meets her sister, Adelia, who is now a member of the Nat Turner cadre, a militant Black Power Marxist group. Well, Anthony, Kirby, Skip, Jose, Delia and Cleon devise a plan to rob an armoured car, making a stop at the Noble Street Federal Reserve Bank. Here we go. It's a great, great sound. Now, the Curtis Mayfield, If There's a Hell Below. This is the full version here on the director's cut. The best music anywhere where we have it. It's good. No?
If people would just get read the Bible and read the Book of Revelations, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book and read it and put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers!
We'll be right back.
From the movie Dead Presidents. The next day, the group strategically position themselves around the street, armed with weapons and disguised with face paint, ready to ambush the truck. Well, the plan goes awry when Cleon is approached by a New York Police Department officer who unknowingly stumbles upon the robbery, leading to Kirby being shot in the arm and Skip killing the officer. At the same time, Adeline and Jose are spotted by the truck's driver, causing a shootout with the security guards. Not going very well for them, is it? We continue now. Here's Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Get it out, my boy. And I miss you here on the Director's Cut with the music from the film Dead Presidents this week.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you. Hold on.
Did I disturb you?
What am I gonna do without you?
I don't mean to take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
He said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know.
I'm all alone and I miss you, baby.
Told me that you did ask about me.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Oh, baby.
I've been really meaning to trying to get to talk to you before now, but... You know how a man's pride is sometimes to kind of won't let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah! Oh, baby! Come on back to me, darling! Because I miss you, baby! I don't want nobody else! Hey! Yeah, baby! Oh, baby! Hey, baby! Oh! I miss you, baby!
Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
in, but I cannot go on without you.
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. Baby. All the overtime I can get.
My life is
I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but. Lucky I done been. Well, you know, being they got that lottery. I hit it. Like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me.
Listen, baby.
How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
You ever ask about me?
I know you found somebody new. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the...
Because I miss you, baby.
Supermarket.
I bet he don't love you like baby. That. He can give you the world.
If I could just.
But he doesn't miss you like I do, baby.
If I could just see you. Can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but I swear I done changed. I swear I done changed.
I miss you, baby. Oh, no. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah.
First of two tracks from the master himself, Isaac Hayes, Walk On By, great cover. Back after the break with more great music from the film The Dead Presidents.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here we are again with more music from the film The Dead Presidents. Well, I don't think there's going to be much of a happy ending to this. Well, there isn't, I can tell you that now. Not long after the heist, Kirby hears that Cleon has been giving out $100 bills and purchased a new Cadillac. Oh dear. Well, Anthony drives over to Cleon's church to speak to him, only to find him being led out the front door in handcuffs by two detectives. Well, Cleon gives up the other robbers as part of a remorseful plea bargain. Well done. NYPD officers storm Skip's apartment to arrest him, only to find that he has died of a heroin overdose. Well, as Kirby and Anthony prepare to flee to Mexico, police raid the bar. Kirby tries to distract the officers to allow Anthony to flee, but it is to no avail, as multiple officers corner Anthony and arrest him. Oh, dear. They're not doing very well. Oh, well, there you go. That's how it works out sometimes. We continue now with the music of James Brown. Wow, this is good music. Don't you think? Payback. Yeah.
With my girlfriend,
on your pump. You gotta get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
That's where I live.
Listening to Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Two more tracks to come before we finish the programme today, but let's finish off with the plot. Well, in court, Anthony's lawyer pleads for a fair sentence, noting that he served his country in the Marines and earned a Silver Star. However, the judge, a Marine and Battle of Guadalcanal veteran, proclaims Anthony has forgotten his values and shouldn't use the Vietnam War as an excuse for his actions. While sentencing him to 15 years to life, Anthony, furious at his sentence, throws a chair at the judge before being escorted away by bailiffs. But the final scene shows Anthony looking out of the window of his prison bus. Here is the dramatic saying, "Get up and get down."
Get up out of your
great sound of the Dramatics and Get Up and Get Down. Well, Dead Presidents received mixed reviews from critics. Film review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes reports that 49% of critics gave the film a positive rating based on 35 reviews with an average score of 5.8 out of 10. Well, that's it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company today here on the program. I hope you enjoyed the music. My thanks as always to Mally and for Eamon for helping put the show together. We're going to go out with Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay. Have a great week. Bye for now. Bye.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get it straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?
The love of love is in your eyes, the look your heart can't disguise. The face, ooh, mama, that look, that time can't erase. Be mine tonight, and let this be the start of so many grooving nights like this, yeah. Let's take a lover's vow and seal this thing with a kiss. Well, I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited just...
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.